Now we should be joined on the line by Nicola Koss. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Hello, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You're speaking to us there from ADHD Ireland. And we're going to talk a little bit about ADHD and the mindfulness, creative dance and hip-hop classes that are coming up for children age 8 to 12. Now tell us a little bit about the organisation itself, ADHD Ireland. How long are you there?
I'm here about 5 years. The organisation itself was set up around the kitchen table by a girl called Stephanie Mahoney because she realised there was no support out there as a parent for herself or her child with ADHD. So 40 years later, we're here and we're in Dublin and we're nationwide at the moment with all our online programmes. And we're soon coming to Cork as well. So we're opening a second office down in Cork in the near future.
Brilliant. It's great to have the support of you know, sometimes when you're faced with something like this and you don't know where to turn to, there's no help there. When you get in touch with other people who are going through the same thing, it's a great support to you. So tell us a little bit about attention disorder. If parents are listening today and think maybe their child has some sort of attention ADHD, tell us a little bit about the signs and symptoms.
Okay, well, basically, ADHD itself is an acronym for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. We don't really like the name, but that's what it is. But realistically, ADHD is not so much about attention deficit, it's about too much attention. We're too curious, we watch too much, you know, we're too interested in the colour of the butterfly and where he's going and where he's coming from, instead of actually looking at the teacher. We have a very curious brain. The different types of ADHD in itself, we have inattentive, predominantly the presentation would look more like the difficulty organising or finishing a task, paying attention to details, you know, forgetting half the pages of the homework. You know, you're meant to do 2 pages, you only look at one and you don't look at the next page. Can't follow the instructions or conversations, get lost halfway through or in the middle of a conversation, you're trying to remember what the conversation is actually about. Mm. Some other people might have problems, they're easily distracted or just forget details of the daily routine, they forget appointments, forget to bring the PE gear. Mm. You know, and that can cause a lot of stress in family, especially first thing in the morning. You know, the PE gear and the books and the lunches and drinks weren't got out the night before, so everyone's running in a mad panic and they're halfway to school realising there's no PE gear. The other part of ADHD, so we have inattentive normally and we have hyperactive impulsive type. That would be a person fidgets and talks a lot, finds it hard to sit still for a long time, and they sometimes feel restless and trouble with impulsivity. You know, they can grab the pen, they can not sleep well at night. And they've just a busy brain, as Dr. Ned Halliwell suggests. It's like a Ferrari engine and a Ferrari car driving down with bicycle brakes. You know, you just literally cannot slow your brain down.
Yeah.
Another kind of things that people would be dealing with on a daily basis, someone who is impulsive, like, may interrupt others a lot. You know, they get in the middle of the conversations, won't listen, can't finish the conversation. They grab things from people, they speak inappropriately. Do you know what I mean? And it's hard for them to wait their turn. And that's what I think a lot of people find. Boys normally are seen and heard a little bit, generally, unfortunately, seen a little bit younger than their counterparts, the girls, because nearly always they're the ones that are hyperactive in the classroom. The teacher will see that, no, they can't wait their turn, they can't slow down, they're constantly on the move. And so they tend to get into the system and into diagnosing early. And unfortunately, what we're finding is there's a lot of girls and boys, of course, but the inattentive type is not seen because obviously students are working away, they're getting their basic grades, teachers are telling them, you know, on every report card will say, could do better, should be doing more, is well able to do more. And unfortunately, then we get a lot of adults now at this stage. We're getting kind of probably 9 out of 10 calls from adults who were never diagnosed as a child and have had issues through their lives because of the lack of support in school or at home.
And do those issues, Nicola, does those issues in an adult, if an adult hasn't been diagnosed, does those issues go on to other things like, I suppose, insecurities and stuff like that? Is there different symptoms?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, they tend to be, they, you know, it could be that they come to us when they've lost the third job or, you know, the marriage is breaking down and they've come to the wall. They've managed to cope with their ADHD. It's a very, it's a very strong resource, you know, and companies and schools are beginning to realize that somebody with ADHD has an awful lot of fantastic positive traits. They're really creative. They think outside the box. They're great in a crisis, you know, and they will finish. They have the potential to be the doctors. They have the potential to be the leaders and the entrepreneurs. But if you don't get the support early on in school and your parents can't give you the scaffolding because they haven't the training and the understanding isn't there from your, maybe your GP, unfortunately, you're set up to fail very early on. And that's what we're trying to change. We're trying to get the awareness out there to let people know ADHD is a massive positive. And there are a few things that you need a little bit of support with. You know, you might need a couple of extra reminders to bring your gear, to bring your extra books. We also, on the flip side, want schools to understand that that kid with ADHD, the one in 20 in every classroom, is definitely the child that, you know, they've really high IQs. They can get really on well in life if they get the support that they need. And sometimes it's as little as giving them shorter tasks, you know, giving them the task broken down into three. Same with the parents doing the homework with them. If they actually help them do the shorter tasks instead of saying, right, okay, we're going to sit here for 3 hours and we're going to get this done.
Now, Nicola, I was asked to ask you today when I was talking about this by a friend that has a son who hasn't been diagnosed, but she doesn't know whether he's very, very intelligent, but he suffers very bad with night terrors. And someone mentioned to her that maybe that could be a cause of ADHD because his brain is overworking and not shutting down when he's sleeping. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, we have. There's many different variants of ADHD, particularly when it comes to the brain at night time, but a lot of the time they can't shut down the brain, so they will think intensely about something really good or something that's happened to them, and it will work in on the brain and they will constantly go over and over and over and over it. And the thing about ADHD in itself, the scientific reason for it, I suppose, it's abnormal dopamine signaling in front of the cortex, in front of the brain. So the area of the brain that is responsible for balancing the learning, self-control, inhibition, motivation, calming, really, of your brain. The deficiency in noradrenaline, that is actually there. It's causing you to be constantly buzzing, constantly going. And then you won't sleep at night. So yes, absolutely, it can be part of it. We're not medically trained, so we will pass on any details to any.
No, it's just someone said so. So I said I'd ask you, have you ever come across this? Because as he's getting a little bit older, he's 11 now, the night terrors are getting kind of more frightening, you know, and he's suffering, like twice a week with them, if not more. So, you know, she said someone mentioned maybe the brain is just overworking and he's very intelligent and very inquisitive, do you know, a type of child like this. So, it's good just to know, anyway, you know, that you could talk to somebody. So, Nicola, tell us a little bit about the dancing and mindfulness and the hip hop. Like, this is all starting on the 16th and 17th and 18th of November. How does this work for children with ADHD?
Well, basically what we're doing, we're putting a plan together of activities. We've done a lot through online, and, you know, our ADHD community have just taken it by storm. We have gone from something like 150 activities that we were doing kind of face-to-face and a bit of online back in 19 to, I don't know, I think we're tipping on 550 events this year alone. So our ADHD community are really taken to us by storm. So what we're trying to do is go to practitioners, go to dancers and say, look guys, we have this group of people, we want their busy brains, they can't calm down, they need help in regulating, and they may have some sensory issues. Mm-hmm. And so we're working with several different facilitators to do these activities. So we started with mindfulness. We are running a mindfulness for parents as well on a Friday morning at 10 o'clock, but we started doing mindfulness for younger kids, and we will be doing a teen program come January. The idea is that, you know, a busy brain a lot of kids don't know how to slow it down. And we have kind of a quote from Dr. Wayne Dwyer: peace is the result of retraining your brain to process life as it is, you know, instead of thinking about the way it should be. So what we're trying to do is get them to retrain their brain through mindfulness. Now, sometimes it's hard for them to sit down in the first place to even do mindfulness. So a parent can register and the child doesn't want to do it, but over time they will find that they will enjoy it once they can get in and participate and let their brain calm enough that they can use this throughout life. It helps them. It's a way of handling stress. and it teaches them that whether they're 8, 18 or 58, they'll have these tools to calm their busy brain, to be able to help them get through that exam, help them get through that argument with their partner, help them get through that job interview. The idea is to give them structures and tools to help them move on through life. So that's where we're going with the mindfulness. It's really important to establish, to explain to a child that it's important to establish strong boundaries, and through mindfulness they learn to do that. And we work with what's called a .B program. It is a school's program, but it's run over 5 sessions for young people to teach them skills of mindfulness and to support better mental health. So it just runs. It works very well. We do a lot of creative dance. We do drama. We do the busy movement exercises, but we want to touch on the sensory as well. And mindfulness definitely helps. So it's just a tester. We'll see how it goes. There seems to be a lot of interest. So we think there's a massive, from what the registration so far, we're hoping there's an interest in the 8 to 12 year olds. So we'll do teens, and we're already doing programs for adults. So it's just trying to see what else we can do, and we're always open to any ideas from parents and from kids themselves. We had a teen support group last night. We do a lot for teens actually at the moment as well, because they're the minority, you might as well say, that are forgotten about. There's a lot of guys out there with ADHD traits that are still in a waiting list at the moment, and they need support. So we have support groups for teens themselves. We have coaching courses, CBT specific to ADHD, and we also have them for adults as well. So there's a lot we're trying to do to get out there to support people who don't have the support at the moment when it comes to either medication or with their supporting their clinicians at the moment.
And will this be all done by Zoom, or is it going to be
Different? It's all Zoom. It's going to be all online, because then we can get to people who are in Kerry and Donegal and across in Dublin. So it worked really well online, funny enough. It was a punt, but it has been working out. So people seem to be liking it.
Yeah, it seems good. Now, for people who are listening today, as I said, maybe young adults or even older adults who feel, I probably have some of them symptoms and I've let it go for so long, is anything going to help me now? Is there any help for young adults?
Yes, absolutely. We have an 18 to 12 year old support group, and as in support group, it's peers. It's the 18 to 24 year old students helping themselves. So we've the teen program, we've the 18 to 24s, and then we have our adult support groups. So these groups are very much around bringing people together, trying to figure out. A lot of people that come to our groups, by the way, are not diagnosed. They're just testing out, saying, yes, exactly like you've just said, will it even help me now? Can I change? You can change. Every day you can become that better you. You can learn to use that diary and open it every day. You can learn the tools to be a better driver. You can learn the tools to be a better partner. And it's all about helping each other. And that's the way our groups work. It's not somebody sitting there with a white coat taking notes and listening to everything you're doing. These groups are peer-to-peer. It's someone who's coming. I can go to the group with my experience. I think I've nothing. But in fact, I've coped with so many different situations. I can help someone else who's not able to get through their exams and is having trouble in another area. And I don't even realise sometimes that I can do that. And that's the way it works in the peer-to-peer. Everybody has their strength. ADHD is a massive strength. And it gets you through the crisis situations. It gets you through the bad times where other people, anxiety and depression can set in a big way. Not saying that ADHD, that there's a lot of people with ADHD, unfortunately, undiagnosed. And when you turn up to the GP, they see a presentation of anxiety and depression. And you could be medicated for years, but we're trying to get that awareness out there. These are the red flags for ADHD. If they're forgetting, if there's moms out there and they're looking and they're saying, my child won't sleep, I can't get him to lie down. He's always forgetting his teacher, he's never finishing his homework, he's forgetting those books. The same with teachers. You have to understand, these are red flags for ADHD. It is a positive condition to have. It can really help society, and it can help themselves and their families. It can be worked on at any time of life. We have 59-year-olds coming to us who are changing the way they live to be able to help their own sons and their third generation of grandkids. So it's lovely to see, and, you know, our guys help each other. And it's very much about, you do not need the piece of paper and the diagnosis to work with us. We're there. There's Jane Eyre and Claire Toomey out there, one's coaching and doing ADHD coaching, specific coaching for teens and for adults. And Jane is doing CBT courses, and they're all specific to ADHD, a bit like our creative programs for the younger kids.
Yeah.
That's the idea. It's to get them involved and to give them tools that they need for their specific condition and how they work in life.
Okay, Nicola, and if anyone's listening today and they feel, yeah, I think I could do with just having a chat about it. I'm older, but I feel I haven't been diagnosed. I feel I have probably got this. How is there like meetings taking place now with other people, or is this all still online? Even for
it's
the
all
older?
Still online at the moment. We are going, well, depending on COVID now, the way things are going, we're not 100% sure. But our aim was to actually get started face to face in October and then November, and now we don't know what we're doing. But if anybody is interested in a chat, you can talk to Tricia on 01 874 8349, and don't feel that you know any question is too small. Okay. Give us a call, and you'll get either Tricia, myself, or Ken, and that's the idea of it. We can get you started in the system, try to give you some feedback on where you are, and try and support you and point you in the direction of the different things that we can help you with, and signpost you if you need clinicians. But on the flip side of that, we do a lot in our events, and if you go to our website, ADHDIreland.ie, we have an events page, and you'll keep up to date with all the adult, teen and young adult programs. Yes. And it changes regularly. We're also on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And it's people who are diagnosed with ADHD, are they given medication, or is it worked through, you mentioned CBT, is it?
Yeah, it's a totally individual thing. Sometimes people don't need only to know that they have ADHD and say, right, I can deal with this. But a lot of the time when people come to us, you know, they've hit the wall. They've managed all the way through to now. You know, they've got through their exams, they've got through college, they've got into their job, and they could be 15 years in a job where they've been managing 150 staff, been a really challenging role. Not many other people can do it, but they did. But as soon as they get further up the ladder into a management role, there's paperwork, and there's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
And you're not meeting the people as much. The challenge isn't there as much, and it's down to paperwork. And that's a lot of the older group that we're seeing. They're coming to us saying, right, okay, I must have had ADHD all along. I've been able to work with the challenges, but the issues now are I can't manage the paperwork, I can't do the deadlines, I can't remember the coming up, I'm leaving it to the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the groups, the peer-to-peer groups, and the CBT can help. But in other cases, then you could be at the stage where you do need help to focus. You might be in college and you can't manage without some sort of medicinal help.
Yeah.
But that's a totally personal thing. And sometimes it's the case that you can learn and you can do therapies and they can support you enough to be able to get you through, and then others that need medication. So it is a total individual thing.
Listen, thanks a million, Nicola, for talking to us today and giving us that information. It was really very informative. So if anyone is listening and they want to phone Tricia, the number is 01 874 8349, or you can go onto your web address on ADHDIreland.ie. You'll get all the information there. Thanks once again, Nicola, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Thanks, Nicola. Bye-bye.